tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 7th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Before we get too far, I want to get a quick shout out to my buddy Kurt Nightgens over at Orange EV and Terry Maines too. Thanks for sending me the hat and a lot of good conversations with those guys. Be sure to stick around and like and subscribe. We're going to have some interviews with them in the coming weeks. But today we're going to talk about a different kind of truck and target practice. We got Elon there running from the police. That is something that's going to happen. U.S. military is buying Tesla Cybertrucks reportedly to use them as targets for Air Force missiles. Elon is getting his wish. Tesla Cybertrucks are finally going to be purchased by the U.S. government, but perhaps not in the way he originally intended. The U.S. Air Force is looking to purchase two Tesla Cybertrucks and use them for what amounts to target practice. According to new documents first obtained by the War Zone, the U.S. Air Force Test Center is looking to acquire 33 target vehicles, including two Tesla Cybertrucks, for delivery to the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. The list of requested vehicles includes various sedans, pickups, SUVs, and bongo trucks, but there are no specific brand requirements for those except for the Cybertrucks. They plan to use these vehicles as targets for precision-guided weapons. Why would they need a specific vehicle such as the Cybertruck? In the document, they had to explain the reason behind requesting a vehicle from a specific brand. They wrote, "Redacted intends to use specific Tesla-manufactured vehicles for target vehicle training flight test events. In the operating theater, it is likely the type of vehicles used by the enemy may transition to Tesla Cybertrucks, as they have been found not to receive the normal extent of damage expected upon major impact. Testing needs to mirror real-world situations. The intent of the training is to prep the units for operations by simulating scenarios as closely as possible to real-world situations." It sounds like the justification is that the U.S. military believes its enemies might start using the Tesla Cybertruck, and it wants to make sure its weapons work. Now, call me crazy, but doesn't Elon control these things? Can't Tesla shut these off remotely or track them or turn on cameras? Why all of a sudden are these realistic military threats? And if a Cybertruck is a military threat and all of those other things are true, especially the fact that they can all drive themselves, right? Wouldn't it be feasible to accept that Elon Musk would just drive them back home and prevent them from being used against American troops? Or, is this a subtle way of saying that Elon is in fact the enemy? Just wild speculation there, throwing it out for people to consider or not consider. I don't care. Uncontrolled classified information. We've got the documents here and more over at the show notes at electrek.co. We'll have links to that. Now, the U.S. Air Force and the U.S. military preparing to go to war with Elon Musk is not Elon's biggest problem this morning. Tesla is getting sued for securities fraud over its robo-taxi launch. A group of Tesla shareholders is suing the company, Elon Musk, and a few current and former leaders for securities fraud over the robo-taxi launch in Austin. The lawsuit emphasizes that expanding robo-taxi services is critical for Tesla amid declining demand for its electric vehicles and other challenges. Indeed, Elon Musk himself said without full self-driving, Tesla is basically worth $0. But the company failed to disclose risks to regulators, the public, and investors. The complaint alleges that Tesla and its executives made materially false and misleading statements, inflating the company's stock price by exaggerating the readiness and safety of self-driving vehicles, particularly the robo-taxi. Specific claims include repeatedly overstating the effectiveness of autonomous driving tech and its financial prospects for Tesla. Elon Musk's statement on April 22nd, 2025 conference call that was laser-focused on bringing robo-taxi to Austin in June. Tesla's claim that its approach would deliver scalable and safe deployment across diverse geographies and use cases, and finally concealing risks highlighted by a late June 2025 public test of robo-taxis in Austin, Texas, where vehicles reportedly exhibited dangerous behaviors such as speeding, sudden braking, driving over curves, entering wrong lanes, and dropping passengers off in the middle of multi-lane roads without the proper safety measures. The test allegedly led to a 6% drop in Tesla's share price over the two trading days, erasing $68 billion in market value. And only 6% should be probably more than that. But nobody asked me. And speaking of things that nobody asked me, Tesla cars can now do vehicle-to-home charging with this new Powerwall competitor. This is huge because right now, vehicle-to-grid, vehicle-to-X, vehicle-to-home, all of those different technologies are dependent on a whole bunch of different systems playing together. And Tesla has been so closed off, not being a part of OCPP, not really sticking up for this ISO 15118 thing, but recently, they've wanted to get their hands on all of that grubby federal money. So they've been making those accommodations. And that means they've opened it up for developers like the ones here at SIG Energy to use their platform and develop some really cool technology. And that's exactly what this is. SIG Energy's device combines all components into a single, stackable, and expandable system with an incredible user interface. For a few years now, the industry has had the ISO 15118 international standard for vehicle-to-grid, and SIG Energy has built a fully certified bidirectional DC charger module that fits with its modular energy storage system. The system consists of stackable 8 kilowatt-hour battery modules with a top module that includes a solar inverter and serves as the brains of the new system. Between them, you can fit this new bi-directional DC charger module with 3 battery modules, 24 kilowatt hours. It looks like this, and this little picture there. And again, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, head on over to electrek.co. Look for the Quick Charge podcast and you'll be able to find the show notes there. I will be adding the SIG Energy product to this kind of ongoing article that we've got. It's a list of Tesla Powerwall alternatives. These are for people who love the idea of a home battery, who want to enable and empower this kind of grid sharing and grid support and contribute to the grid stability for their communities and don't want to give any more money to Elon, who apparently has plenty of it, especially now that he's got a $29 billion raise for effectively tanking the company. But again, nobody asked me. I'm sure you guys are going to complain about that one in the comments. And speaking of the comments, be sure to leave something positive about Retrospect, because of course today's episode is brought to you by Retrospect. They are the makers of sleek, powerful e-bikes and outdoor gear built for everyday adventure. What started off as a few bikes in a tiny LA apartment has grown into a full lineup of high-quality accessible gear designed to get more people moving from paddleboards and kids' bikes to their standout line of electric bicycles. If you're ready to upgrade your everyday ride, check out Retrospect's viral city bike, the Beaumont Rev 2, made with vintage-inspired frame design and modern electric features that wow all for just $9.99. Retrospect's e-bike collection has something for everyone, from rugged fat tire e-bikes to compact commuters to e-trikes and folding models that move with you wherever likes take you. And best of all, Electrek listeners can get 10% off their next ride through August 14th with the exclusive code ELECTREK10. Use that when you check out at retrospect.com. And don't forget to tag your ride when you hit the road. Snap a shot and share your outdoor moments with hashtag ReadyToOutdoor for a chance to get featured. Love those guys. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. And hey, if you're in the market for any of this stuff, back to school, all that good stuff, Electrek 10, that's going to save you some money. Now, moving on from the normal news to something a little more offbeat, this Chevy Bolt EUV goes full boat mode in Texas floodwaters. Now, obviously, lots of bad stuff associated with this climate change-driven weather events that have been happening in Texas. Lots of horrible floods. A lot of people have lost their lives, lost their homes. Really, really nasty stuff. But as with anything, there's a wide variety of stories, and this one happened to come across my radar. This is a Chevy Bolt driver who was stuck on the wrong side of a tunnel that was filled with about 3 feet of water, and he just decided to lick the stamp and send it. Now, obviously, submerging an EV that wasn't designed for it, or even a Cybertruck, which allegedly was, isn't advisable. In addition to the underwater threats, submerging the skateboard in water could damage sensitive electrical connectors, compromise battery seals, and cause shorts in circuit boards over time. Even more critically, water ingress into high voltage systems can pose serious safety risks, including electrical faults or, in rare cases, thermal events. That's from the GM experts over at GM Authority, and this is a GM vehicle, so it makes sense that we're quoting them. Although the Bolt EUV in this instance completed its soggy journey successfully, long-term effects may still emerge. In other words, don't try this at home. So I echo that completely. Do not try this at home, but it's pretty awesome. Go hit the link, watch that video, and enjoy it. Finally, we are back to normal. More or less, we like to talk about sustainability, energy, the grid, distributed energy resources, all that good stuff. And today is no different. California's grid gets a record power assist from 100,000 home batteries. They've stepped up as a virtual power plant last week in a scheduled test event, and the results were impressive, according to new analysis from the Brattle Group. Brattle's analysis found that the battery output made a visible dent in statewide grid load, when the power is needed most. Performance was consistent across the event without major fluctuations or any attrition. That's according to Ryan Lettick, a principal at the Brattle Group. He called it dependable, planning grade performance at scale. Lots of great information here from Kaiso. You can check out the graph. Check out the complete article. Once again, show notes at electrek.co. Be sure to like and subscribe. That's all I've got for today, August 7th. Stick around tomorrow and get even more awesome electric vehicle news.